Das Chazal sagt, dass wir uns verschlagen, wenn wir Yehudim sagen, dass wir uns verschlagen, Mem. Vielleicht nochmal, Rav Yisrael of Nachman, we stated that the Mishnah that says that a person is rewarded in this world and the next for Kibbut Avayim, Gunas Chassad, and bringing peace between people, and then that the Talmud Torah connect Kulam. Rav then explains how a Pasuk regarding each of these Pesukim teaches that the Mitzvah brings this great level of reward. But Rav asked, regarding Shulach HaKan, the Pasuk also says, Laman Yitav Loch V'Arach Toyom, similar to the Pesukim over here. So how come that Mitzvah is not listed in this Mishnah as well? The Mishnah says the Mishnah list is not meant to be complete. There are others that were left off the list as well. In fact, remember when the Tana uses the lashon of Elu Devarim, which is how the Mishnah begins, it means that nothing's left out. As the Gemara, Rav said, based on a statement of Rav Idi, I can explain that the Mishnah only lists mitzvahs that are ben Adam Mamakim and ben Adam Machaveri. The mitzvah of Shulach HaKan is only ben Adam Mamakim, and therefore it's not included in the Mishnah. Brisa says, we learn from a pasuk that mitzvahs bear fruit, meaning they can produce reward beyond what the mitzvah should entitle. But an aveira does not bear fruit. The punishment is only for what is deserved. Although another pasuk suggests that even aveiras bear fruit, that's discussing an aveira that causes other people to do aveiras as well. Such an aveira bears fruit and brings additional punishment. The Brisa continues, the pasuk teaches that a thought to do a mitzvah is considered by Hashem as if the mitzvah was actually done, if the person did not end up doing the mitzvah because of some oinus. A pasuk also teaches that the thought to do an avera is not considered by Hashem as if the person actually did the avera. Only once he does the avera is he punished for the thought. However, a pasuk teaches that with regard to the avera avodah zarah, a thought is considered having done the avera itself. Ula explained the pasuk that was just referred to above, as Rav Huna said, that once a person does an avera and repeats it, it becomes mutter to him, meaning he considers it to be mutter to him. Rav Avohu, in the name of Chanina, learns from a pasuk that it's better that a person do an avera in hiding rather than in public, so as not to bring about a chilul Hashem. Rav Eli Hazokin said that if one sees that his yetzer hara is winning over him to do an avera, meaning he feels he's going to do the avera, he should go somewhere where no one recognizes him, dress in black, and do the avera so that it at least won't bring to achil Hashem. Shekhmar Misha says that one who is not concerned for the honor of Hashem would have been better off not coming into this world. Rav Yosef explained this as referring to one who does an avera in hiding. So how could you say he's good to do an avera in hiding? Rav Yosef is discussing a person who could have won over his yetzer hara and didn't, whereas Rav Eli is discussing a person who could not have won over his yetzer hara. Zakhmar Vaita Misha says that they don't give credit for someone who makes achil Hashem, whether it was done b'shoigig or b'meizah. What does that mean? Credit's not given. So Mazutra said this means that although for other avaris a person is not immediately punished, for chilul Hashem, he's immediately punished. I mean, he doesn't get credit, doesn't go on an account. He's punished right away. Mar the son of Rabbana said this means that if a person has an equal amount of mitzvahs and avaris, but among the avaris is the avar of chilul Hashem, that tips his scale to the avaris side. Zakhmar Vaita Brai says a person should always view himself as having mitzvahs equal to his avaris, that if he does just one more mitzvah, he tips his scale to the mitzvahs, and if he does just one more avaris, he's going to tip his scale to the avaris. Rabbana, the son of Rav Shimon, says, since the world is judged based on the majority of the people, and a person is judged based on the majority of his deeds, a person should view the world as having equal amount, the whole world as having equal amount of tzaddikim and rishayim, and himself as having an equal amount of mitzvahs and averus. And therefore, if he does just one more mitzvah, he can tip the judgment of himself and the entire world to the side of good. Whereas he does one more avera, the opposite is true. Shimei Chai says, we learn from a pasuk that if a person is a tzaddik his entire life and rebels at the end, he loses all the mitzvahs he had previously done. Conversely, if a person is a rasha all his life and does tshuva at the very end, he will not be reminded of his wickedness. In fact, why isn't the first person viewed as at least having half mitzvahs and half averus? Rosh Lakish is discussing a person who regrets having done all the mitzvahs that he did. Zakt the Mishnah. Any person who learns Mikra and Mishnah and conducts himself with Derech Eretz will not be quick to sin. And the pasuk says, "V'achut hamishulish loy b'mehir yinotek." Any person who does not learn Mikra or Mishnah and who does not conduct himself with Derech Eretz is not fit to be a member of society. Zakt the Gemara. Beloz the son of Tzadik said, "Tzadikim on this world are compared to trees that stand in a tahara place with branches that hang over a tummy place. Once those branches are cut off, the entire tree is a place of tahara. So too, Hashem brings afflictions on a tzaddik in this world, so that they get their full share in Olam Haba. On the other hand, Rishayim in this world are compared to trees that stand in a tummy place with branches that hang over a Torah place. Once those branches are cut off, the entire tree stands in a place of Tumah. So too Hashem rewards the Rishayim for their good deeds in this world, so that he can then banish them to the deepest place in Gehenna in the next world. Rabbi Tarfon and the elders were sitting in Lud, and the question was raised, which is greater, learning Torah or doing mitzvahs? Rabbi Tarfon said, doing mitzvahs is greater. Rabbi Akiva said that learning is greater. They then all said that learning Torah is greater because learning Torah brings a person to doing mitzvahs. Rabbi Yaisi said, Torah learning is obviously of great importance because it's preceded the giving of the mitzvah of challah by 40 years, preceded Trumas HaMaisris by 54 years, preceded the Shemitah by 61 years, and preceded Yovel by 103 years. And the Gemara explains 103, not 104, because Rabbi Yosi holds that Yovel begins at the very beginning of the year. Now, the Braita continues, just as learning Torah precedes doing mitzvahs, so too one is judged regarding the learning of his Torah before he is judged on his other mitzvahs. The Gemara says, we find that Rav Nuno learns this from a pasuk. The Braita continues, just as one is judged regarding his Torah learning first, he also gets rewarded for his Torah learning before being rewarded for his other mitzvahs. The Mishnah said, Kol she'ein eloi mikra v'loi Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon said, such a person is possible to be even for Edis. A Braita says, one who eats in the street is like a dog. Some say he's also possible to be a witness. Rav Yehuda bar Askin passing like the some say that he's possible to be a witness. Bakapara Dashan, an angry person is left only with his anger, meaning he gets punished for it in the next world and is weakened by it physically in this world as well. But a good man is given to taste from the fruits of his deeds. Not only is he rewarded in the next world, but he gets pleasure from them in this world as well. Regarding a person who doesn't learn Mikra or Mishnah and doesn't conduct himself with Derech Eretz, we should make a neder not to benefit from him, so that we are not considered to be included in his gatherings, in his Moshe of Leitzim, which are considered to be Moshe of Leitzim. Hadnolach Perek HaIsha Niknes.